Up next on the teleconference is Rutgers head coach Chris Ash. The Scarlet Knights host Penn State on Saturday, and at 8 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll open up the call for questions.
Yeah, thank you. Start, like you said, big weekend for us here at home this weekend. We've got Penn State, a competent football team coming to town. We've got a night game, and it's senior day for many seniors in our program that have given a lot of time, effort, and made tremendous sacrifice for this university, this football program. And we're working very hard to bounce back from a tough loss at Michigan State and be able to send these seniors out on a positive note for all that they've done here for Rutgers and Rutgers football. So with that, I'll go ahead and open up for questions.
Thank you, Coach.
To ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, on two props, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Christopher Heidel, Herb FM Radio in Baltimore.
Hey, Coach Chris. How you doing?
Great.
Talk about Penn State. What do you see on film? They're a very dangerous team, very good running game. The passing game's getting there each week. What do you see to might give you a problem on Saturday?
Well, just the things you mentioned. Right now they're playing with good balance on offense. They seem to be getting better on defense. Or front is playing aggressive. But I just see a team is playing with more and more confidence each week. And the thing that I noticed about their football team is really in the fourth quarter, they've been able to find a way to win some close ball games or pull away in some close ball games. And they take advantage of the opponent's mistakes and capitalize on them. And they found a way to win some games. And it just appears to me that they're playing with a lot of confidence and it continues to grow each week.
And I know it's been a tough season for you guys, you know, running some tough teams, playing, you know, getting, basically a tough games all year round. What did you like about your senior class? And hopefully this your senior class could help. What did you see with your senior class to help them, help your other teams, other players throughout the year?
Well, they've done a lot. In the Big Ten, you're going to play tough games, tough teams every week, and that's a part of it. That's why we signed up to come here to Rutgers to compete in a league like this. We're in the first year of a building process, and we're excited about the foundation that we've laid, and a lot of that's been laid because of the commitment that the seniors have made. They bought into what we're doing. They've helped lay the foundation of how we're going to work, how we're going to train, how we're going to practice, and just how we're going to conduct ourselves on a day-to-day basis. And they're helping the younger kids with leadership and just helping improve and establish some daily habits that will lead to success down the road. So I can't say enough about the senior class. You know, I apologize to them over and over about, you know, we're not getting the wins the way that we want, but they've helped lay a very solid foundation that I'm extremely excited about moving forward. And it's my job and really the organization's job to give them an opportunity to try to end their career here at home on a positive note.
Well, Coach, I hope you have a good Saturday night. I hope you can win, you know, on a good positive note.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yep, thank you.